though our time is limited today. Abba, Father, by the blood of Christ and the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, we've gathered here today at the table of grace, and we believe we receive, confessing, professing, decreeing, and declaring, speaking the work, the word, the glory of the Lord into the days of evil, into this present darkness, that we can see and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living for your good pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. I wash all the powers of the enemy, all the demonic activity, and all the demonic strongholds, and strong men in the blood of the Lamb for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, calling on the resurrection fire of the Holy Ghost, glory, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth we receive peace, goodwill toward us on whom his favor rests. For hallelujah, it is finished, for Jesus is Lord. In God we trust and we rest in the finished work of the cross of Christ. Each one of us saying of the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. Lord, you are my God in whom I confidently trust and rely on. Abba, my Father, I thank you that your DNA in the precious blood of the Lamb is continuously working in each one of our bloods, regenerating every part of our beings, spirits, souls, bodies, minds, lives, in the anointed one with all Jesus' anointings, removing every burden, destroying every yoke that would hinder us from enjoying a life of heaven on this earth, a life pleasing to you. Love our Father in Christ Jesus our Lord, for the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you, Father, Lord, for visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations of your presence, your power, your goodness in and over every realm of our lives, of our lands, and territories, that thereafter Stanford and I and our children, households, and ministries are enjoying peace, healings, restoration, health, wealth, riches, prosperity, rest, immortality in Christ, the blessing, Father, love, longing for we who are alive and remain to be caught up together with the dead in Christ, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord, plus eternal life in the time to come, our days being as days of heaven on this earth, for the Lord our God has given us rest on every side, through his precious blood, unto our being caught up into together with the dead in Christ into glory, without our seeing the grave. The dead do not praise the Lord, neither any that goes down into silence, but it is us. It is I who bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy is new this very morning, this very day. Jesus Yeshua is Lord, and Stanford and Andrew and Brian and Alexander, and Andrew's wife to be, and Brian's wife to be, and Alexander's wife to be, and our spiritual fathers and mothers and leaders, and every one of our loved ones from every tribe and tongue, people and nation, our households and ministries, and in our midst, and our descendants to the thousand generations. We, the Church of Christ, sons and daughters of the living God, in the house of our Heavenly Father, anointed with all Jesus' anointings, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of love. Thus, anyone who would come against us, the Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb the blood of the cross and the blood of Christ. What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never leaves us nor forsakes us? Thus, by the blood of Christ, Father love, we thank you for a mighty harvest of souls into the kingdom of our Father. Throughout this day, even through the night, as you send laborers into your harvest, as the Lord of the harvest, send laborers into his harvest field. I pray, Father love, that above all things, they prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper. The Lord bless Israel and Jerusalem, the United States of America and her territories, Haiti and Jamaica, all the nations of the world. And the Lord keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Father love, in so doing, I have put your name upon the people of these countries. Now by the blood of Christ, confirm your name by blessing them. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. I cover, and I draw the bloodline of the Lamb of the Cross of Christ on and around President Donald J. Trump and First Lady Melania and all that are loyal to him and are working with him, on and around all his rallies and meetings and fundraisings and conferences and his State of the Union addresses, on and around the whole world officially recognizing President Trump as the lawful president-elect of November 3rd, 2020 election. And praise the Lord, I am contending for the Holy Ghost resurrection fire to walk back President Trump today to the office of the presidency for his first term, now 2023 to 2028, as the 19th president for the United States of America. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I shall repay, for with God nothing shall be impossible. For God always makes a way where there seems to be no way. For all things are possible to me who believe. What is impossible with man is possible with God. The Lord Sabaoth did it. Praise the Lord on and around everything that concerns his presidency, his ministries, Truth Social, on and around all the true apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, all the true spiritual leaders of love, on and around the defectors from the cabals, the whistleblowers, on and around all the righteous judges, congressmen and women, governors, mayors, the righteous in leadership, the righteous men and women, patriots, pilots, medical community, generals, and military, all who are working hard to protect, to preserve our constitutional republic, our God-given freedom and liberty, and each one of our marriages between one man and one woman, their spouses, and every one of our loved ones from every tribe and tongue, people and nation, on and around us, Stanford and I, and Andrew and Brian and Alexander, and Andrew's wife to be, and Brian's wife to be, and Alexander's wife to be, and Mama, and all our children, grandchildren, and great grandchildren, to the thousand generations, and every member of our families, households, and ministries, our divinely assigned neighbors, friends, friendships, and relationships, on and around all the expectant mothers and the unborn, and the new mothers and the newborn, and all the children, youth and young adults around the world, on and around all the elects that are still out there in the world, and on and around Prime Minister Netanyahu and his wife Sarah, and all the righteous leaders around around the world, their governments and administrations, and on and around my I Am the Church in Splendor.com website and blog in WordPress. Freely I have received, freely I give, and freely by the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of the heavenly angelic armies of God, it is being spread throughout the whole earth to awaken my family and household of faith, edify the body of Christ, and help somebody out of darkness into the marvelous light of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord, and on and around our spirit, souls, bodies, our lives, our Aturosu Nungaratu Kurohe Serenoso Otu Kurohyashe Salamasha. And on and around, the Arctic, our air troops, our supplies and shipping industries, our physical money and our finances, estates, our acreages, our commodities, our free market system. On and around the entire universe, you created just for us, all expressions of your love toward us, Father love, for our enjoyment and for your good pleasure. So I plea, I apply, I clothe, I cover, and I surround us and them all with the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ to protect us, the occupants and our possessions and our inheritance from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. I wash the Satan, the devil, his minions in the blood of the Lamb. They are paralyzed and defeated in our lives. I wash each one of us, spirit, soul, and body, life, lands, and territories in the blood of the Lamb. Order, O Lord, each one of our steps. By the strength of the right hand of God's justice, which I have commanded, because I am a woman of God, with all authority in heaven and on earth given to me by my Lord Jesus Christ, I call fire from heaven to come down and consume the filth of this time, of this day. And by the blood of Christ, I curse the works of the hands of the enemy, and I condemn the wicked's idol words and evil speeches, and I curse their wrongdoings. I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb. I declare and decree them all null and void by Holy Ghost resurrection fire in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. As a boomerang, I command all the indictments, arraignments brought against President Trump to return to whoever instigated them and to those that are pursuing them. And I wash all indictments, arraignments brought against President Trump in the blood of the Lamb. They cannot prosper. Lord of hosts, use those indictments and arraignments for your glory. I thank you, Father love, that Holy Ghost resurrection fire has come down, and that day dismissed all charges against President Donald J. Trump and raised President Donald J. Trump up above all his enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, I thank you, Father, Lord, for Holy Ghost resurrection fire that comes down and consumes and curses any wrong curse, witchcraft, omen, divination, sorcery, any type of voodoo, witch hunt, spells, spirit cooking, sickness, attack, anything alike, any expedition, hex, anything of the occult done to us, sent toward and us sent against us, demanding our death and all to incapacitate us in any way, shape, or form. They hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. Any wicked thing that comes against us, all their implementations, all their darkness, I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb. They stumble and fall because of the blood of Christ. The anointings that remove burdens and destroy yokes. I thank you, Father, Lord, that President Donald J. Trump's eyes are undimmed and his vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of his countenance. And so it be for all of us, the righteous. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Lord renews our strength, our youth like that of an eagle's. I thank you, Father, Lord, for a spirit of holiness and discernment and of unity for President Trump and all of us, the righteous, who are standing for righteousness and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of strength, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and our delight be in the fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. I wash sin, fear, death, hell, and the grave in the blood of the Lamb. They are paralyzed and defeated in each one of our lives. And I thank you, Father, Lord, for mighty harvest of souls among the patriots. I continuously say of the Lord, our refuge and our fortress, Lord, you are our God in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Thus the Lord has made us invincible to our enemies. The Lord has made us invisible to our enemies. I wash our enemies in the blood of the Lamb. They be no more. We are not baskets of deplorables, but we are the untouchables, standing in righteousness and truth. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Praise the Lord. Think about it. There are about 6,000 angels per legion. And the angel of the Lord can slay, annihilate at least 185,000 people in one night, and 12 legions of angels can obliterate 13,320,000,000 men, nearly twice the actual world population. And it only takes one angel to seize the dragon, the ancient serpent, which is you, the devil, or Satan, and throw it into the pit so that it can no longer deceive the world. I wash you, the dragon, the ancient serpent, in the blood of the Lamb to paralyze you for such a time as this. And the angels of the Lord are counted into the trillions. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve the Lord of hosts and us who will inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. Thus, the Lord of the angel armies at any given time can, will, shall instantly send millions of angels to protect, to defend, to rescue us and our lands and our possessions and our countries. Like hovering birds, so the Lord of hosts shields us to protect and to deliver us, to spare and rescue us always. And the Father's loving kindness and tender mercies are overshadowing us, making every crooked way straight before us always. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Behold the sword of the Lord and his church. So I thank you, Lord God of hosts, for the cleansing of the nations. Lord, my God, I have, by the blood of Christ, I have dragged down the Medusa spirit and the Baal spirit, the Ishtar spirit, the Moloch spirit, the Jezebel, Agar spirits, and any other demonic spirit that were working in over our countries. I washed them all in the blood of the Lamb to paralyze them all. I thank you, Father Lord, that the Medusa, the Baal, the Ishtar, the Moloch, the Jezebel, Agar spirits, and any other demonic spirit that had taken possession of our countries because of wicked, unrighteous leaders are brought down by Holy Ghost resurrection fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I wash them in their and their deeds in the blood of the Lamb, in the authority of the Word of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua, my Messiah. I bring about the destruction of the satanic war machine, the elimination of the demonic tyranny over the oppressed peoples of the earth, and security for ourselves in a free world. I release the burden removing, yoke destroying power of the precious blood of Christ in the air, in the atmosphere, in the heavenlies, and inflict upon the demonic great defeats in the spiritual and natural realms. My spiritual offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground, that all the earth may know that there is a God in the United States of America and in her territories, in Israel and Jerusalem, in Haiti and Jamaica, and in the earth. The Lord has thrown us, the body of Christ, into vast battle array, into the face of darkness. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, but with his own precious blood. I have crippled the demons of darkness, and I'm causing them to crawl on their belly at the feet of us, the body of Christ. Now that this has occurred, the devil, you will never rise to your feet again until after the catching away of us, the church. Because you see, the Satan, you shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. Thus, the commander's judgments are supreme. Valkyrie, chooser of the slain, will fall and will not sing. By the Lord, by the blood of Christ, the Satan and his minions have been bound and gagged. For the battle is the Lord's, and he has given all of you into our hands. I wash all of you in the blood of the Lamb, have crippled all of you. I wash all the cabals, Illuminati, the Luciferians, in the blood of the Lamb for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, calling on the resurrection fire of the Holy Ghost, a little while and the wicked will be no more. Though I look for them, they will not be found, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. Now, I do not rejoice in anyone's downfall, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail. For when a sin is full. Judgment must come. And humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. Oh Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. As it is written, so be it done to the wicked. Lord, how are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are consumed with terrors. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a bridge ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. As at the Red Sea, to deliver us, so be it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the Lord always confirmed his word with signs and wonders that follows. Lord, so that your wonders may be multiplied in the world, that you gain glory through over by means of the cabals, Illuminati, the Luciferians, and all that their dark plans, and the world will know that you are the Lord. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. What is impossible with man is possible with God. Father, love, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, by divine intervention, says the Lord of hosts. Thank you for suddenly. Thus I thank you, Lord, since it is in its moment the audit is completed and the reversal has taken place. Praise the Lord. Evil cannot win today. As it is written, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, today is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. O Lord, reverse, recover, reveal, renew, and restore, release. O Lord, restore, reinstate, repair, redeem this prophetic timeline of peace and prosperity throughout the whole world that the Lord our God hath given us. Praise the Lord, beholding the God of the impossible, beholding the God of suddenly, beholding the God of the breakthrough, the miraculous God, the resurrecting fire, power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding and his mercy endures forever. We continue to sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea. For the Lion of Judah has roared again today, the day of the Lord, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Thus I speak this into the void. Jesus answered, for this reason I was born and have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. What is truth? Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. This is how we know that we love in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. For we were all baptized by the Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, a slave or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink. And on this rock, Christ, the true light, the Lord has built his church, his ecclesia, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He has given us the church, his ecclesia, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever I, the ecclesia, bind on earth, be bound in heaven. And whatever I, the ecclesia, loose on earth, be loosed in the heavenlies. Thus I wash all the filth of this time, of this day, in the blood of the Lamb, for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, calling on the resurrection fire of the Holy Ghost. Thus I wash corruption, abortion, sexual immorality, the LGBTQ plus ideology, the communication of evil, violence, their works, and the cabals, Illuminati, the Luciferians, into the blood of the Lamb, Holy Ghost, resurrection fire, wipe them out. I wash the implementation of the one world government, all their works, their dark plans, in the blood of the Lamb, have crippled them all, and their wickedness, and they be no more. Holy Ghost, resurrection fire, brings the Lord's judgment on the wicked, delivers humanity from their grip, and restores the prophetic timeline of peace and prosperity the Lord has given us. I wash any delay in the blood of the Lamb. I activate the Red Sea Exodus and our deliverance. And by the blood of Christ, I command the forward. And by the blood of Christ, I command things to move forward. I accelerate the reset, the reformation. And by the blood of Christ, today, I activate the emergency broadcasting system, which takes down all of the media's abilities to get their marching orders, to the control grid, the enemy's satellites. I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb. Be taken down and allow truth to be told. Thus put an end to Operation Mockingbird or anything alike in the church and state. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. Thereafter, by the blood of Christ, I curse the spirit of fraud and all the components of its doings. I curse, I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb, have crippled them all and their wickedness, and they be no more. By the blood of Christ, I strike down and cut off the heads of the demonic strongholds and strongmen of fraud. And I strike them down, cut their heads off, and bury them all. They can no longer come near, take root, and all prosper in our midst. And by the blood of Christ, I call on Holy Ghost resurrection fire to come down and consume them all and bring us justice. And I employ the angelic assistance, the angels of antiquity of the ancient time, to destroy every work, every technology, every weapon fashioned against us and God's plan. I wash every one of their works, technology and weapons, in the blood of the Lamb, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. I wash the election coup, fraud, crime, treason of November 3rd, 2020 in the blood of the Lamb. Holy Ghost, resurrection fire, reversed the result of that election. I wash President Donald J. Trump's feet in the blood of the Lamb. Suddenly, see there that day. Holy Ghost, resurrection fire, walked the 19th president for the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, back to the office of the presidency for his second term. now 2023 to 2028, for he, the Lord, unleashed his fury against the wicked, wrath, indignation, and calamity, a band of destroying angels. He cleared a path for his anger. He did not spare them from death, but delivered their lives to the plague. Lord, hasten your wrath, indignation, and calamity on the wicked, that they be no more, and quickly bring divine intervention, divine invasion, O Lord. Therefore, there is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not receive my words. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. I believe, I receive, and it has come to pass. What the Spirit of the Lord says, the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, who teaches and misleads my servants to play the harlot and to eat food sacrificed to idols, I have given her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her harlotry. So I will cast her on her sickbed and plunge those who commit adultery with her into intense suffering. Unless they repent of her works, I will also put her children to death. Thus shall all the churches come to know that I am the searcher of hearts and minds, and that I will give each of you what your works deserves, says the Lord of the angel armies. I laugh I, the Lord, laugh at your arraignments and trials brought against my anointed President Donald J. Trump. What the enemy means for evil, I, the Lord, turn it for good. For I, the Lord, love what is right. I hate robbery and injustice. A delay was not a denial. It remains not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, by divine intervention, says the Lord God of hosts, that President Donald J. Trump has won the 2016 and the 2020 presidential elections, and he will fulfill his second term. For today, the true result of the November 3rd, 2020 election has been proven, ratified, confirmed, approved, certified, sealed, and delivered, and recognized. And President Trump walked back into the office of the presidency as the 19th president for the United States of America. By my spirit, by divine intervention, since man could not do it, I have done it, says the Lord God of hosts. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Lord, show us, show me your glory. For Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them in our day, today, in our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. So by the blood of Christ, I have released a covering of insulation and protection, preservation and provisions over us, the righteous, we who are standing for righteousness and truth, and over our nations. And according to Exodus 12:23, and the prophecies the Lord God has given to his prophets in regards to the rewards of the wicked, Father love, I thank you that when the Lord passes today through the land to strike the wicked, unrighteous leaders and men and women who are preparing destruction, I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb, have crippled them all, and they be no more. He will see his blood that covers us, that forms that wall of insulation, protection, preservation, and provisions round about us and over our dwellings, our tents, our nations. We who are standing for righteousness and truth. So he will not allow the destroyer to enter our houses, our lands, and territories and strike us down. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, amen. So be it. So behold, a mass exodus in the natural as the spiritual flee. Behold, I wash the rioters, the gangs, the terrorists, and the remnant of the cabals, and their doings in the blood of the Lamb have crippled them all, and they be no more. By the blood of Christ, I invoke Holy Ghost resurrection fire to release a supernatural flow of water over the rioters, the gangs, the terrorists, and the remnant of the cabals throughout the whole world to extinguish the flames of their evil fires that were motivating them and completely flood to waste their evil doings and evil deeds, drown their voices and sweep them into the sea of your justice, Lord God Almighty, by the strength of the right hand of God's justice. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, praise the Lord, not by might nor by power, but by the blood, the Spirit of Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, the Jericho wall that was standing in President Trump's way of his first term in office as the 19th president for the United States of America has collapsed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord God of hosts. And we are recovering all. Praise the Lord. When the righteous thrive, the city rejoices. And when the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. By the precious blood of Christ, the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of love, I call the Holy Ghost resurrection fire to come down. And he has cleansed every part of the White House, the office of the presidency, and his private quarters, Capitol Hill, the Pentagon, the Supreme Court, every federal building, and the entirety of Washington, D.C. The angels of the Lord gathered and took away the trash, the wickedness, and the abominations, and the corruptions, and the defilements, the filth from those places. They were a stench to your and our nostrils, Lord, to make way to President Trump, who returned to the office of the presidency for his first term in office 2023 to 2028 as the 19th president for the United States of America in the new seat of government and construction and procurement can move forward in my anticipation of the new nation that the Lord has in his mind. And by the blood of Christ, do the same cleansing in every government and administration and court of every state, county, and city in the United States of America, and also in Israel and Jerusalem, in Haiti and Jamaica. For as the United States of America goes, so goes the world. Father love, in the name of Jesus, I thank thee. Everything that the deep state tried failed. The fraud failed. It all failed. And today, President Donald J. Trump is in the Oval Office and sitting behind the president's desk and is still our president. And the Lord has restored the national sovereignty. Make everyone their own sovereign individual. He has brought us back to Eden, that as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Father love, for the beauty of your love, I thank thee. In the name of Jesus, it is finished. Father love, this is the amount of time we have for today. We thank you that the vision is written, and it is before you and before all, and you are faithful and true to your word, and to us to bring them to pass in our lives. In Jesus' name, Father, Lord, we thank thee. Amen. Thank you, my Lord Jesus, that you were bruised for my iniquities, wounded for my transgressions, chastised for my peace. And by your stripes, I am healed. And I know the grace of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for my sake he became poor, so that I, through his poverty, have become rich. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes. And I remain in him and he remains in me. We live in him, his Passover mystery, putting out from our flesh the fire of all evils that I love in the greater glory from the church, called to glory. Father, Lord, thank you for renewing my strength, my youth, like that of an eagle. My eyes are undimmed and my vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of my countenance, and for the greater one lives in me, in every part of my being. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for restoration. And thank you that you have removed all sickness from my midst. So it remains Psalm 22. At the cross, my Lord Jesus, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the rewriter for me. I stand on this, your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. I thank you, Father, Lord, that by the blood of Christ, and that nothing shall by any means hurt me. Thus, by the blood of Christ, Father, Lord, I believe I receive that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccines, bioengineered products, and genetic modifications, and quantum data, these shall not harm me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, amen. It is written, message from God in human DNA code. Hello, my children. This is Yahweh, the one true Lord. You have found a creation secret. Now share it peacefully with the world. Thus it remains. The name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever. And I have the mind of Christ. And my spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ. My heart crying out, Abba, my Father, my Daddy. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Nothing shall ever be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, for cleansing my blood and my loved one's blood with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Blessed am I who have been invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. These are the true words of love. Oh, Lord, my love, I long for the day when you drink of this fruit of the vine, new with me in the kingdom of our Father, the cup, the power of my acceptance and by love in Christ. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Even so, come quickly, my Lord Jesus, Yeshua. Come, your bride awaits you. Don't delay. Amen. Hallelujah. Till that glorious day I occupy until he comes. The Spirit giving life to my mortal body because of righteousness. And the Lord is so pleased with me that even my enemies he makes to be at peace with me. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Thus it is done. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.